I could tell you about where really computer was last night.
Oh, yeah. Was he with 3-6 Mafia?
He was.
I saw they were in a bit of a kerfuffle.
A little bit of a dust-up.
I wanted to use that word.
Yeah.
What happened? I didn't watch the video. Is it something to see?
Yeah, I don't... I mean, it's definitely been cut down to a digestible length, like a one-minute clip you would enjoy, but starting... I would say a few months into the pandemic, these things started occurring called versus battles. V-U-R-Z-U-Z, is that right? And they were awesome. It was a nice way to kill a few hours when there was no sports. And it was done remotely and virtually. And it would be like two artists. Initially, like they would not be in the same place. And they would just go back and forth, like seeing who had a better like 20-song catalog. And it was hip-hop and R&B. Only, but it was awesome. Like it was like, you know, two legends from the 90s or early 2000s, and you'd just sit there and be like, damn, I cannot remember that this dude had this many awesome songs. What do you got for me? You're waving around like a madman.
Just keep talking. I'm the food order and I'm trying to get like,
oh, okay.
Grab my phone and
sandwich related.
Yeah.
So they've done a ton of these. And
hold on a moment, please. Hold on a moment, please.
Okay.
Like, how freaking slow can Blake move?
Talk to the guy.
All right. Well.
Go ahead. I'm totally
video
locked
games.
In.
It's true, folks. He doesn't believe in momentum.
It doesn't I think exist. We can pick it right back up.
So they did this for the last couple years. They would be like, I don't even remember who Snoop was with. Snoop might have been with DMX. And it was awesome. You're like, this is the music of my childhood. They're not like really battling. It's not like a battle rap. It's not even like it's not contentious. It's just them being like, hey, remember this one I have? Well, I have this one. And they would just play all their hits back and forth. And it's been really fun. People have kept doing it to where some of them are in person. And last night it was Bone Thugs and Harmony, Ohio Zone, and 3-6.
Are they from Cleveland?
I think they might be, yeah.
Okay.
Because in this case, we're getting like two big groups together. And, you know, things got a little heated. Busy Bone.
I see punches were thrown.
Yeah, and Computer was right in the middle of that.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I watch the video, we'll see Computer?
Yeah.
It was very boxing way in press conference-esque.
Because Blake took my phone.
Okay.
That's and actually then, what I was looking at.
I was wondering about this because Donovan had it on in the studio last night when we were watching the game, getting ready for halftime and postgame show. And I'm like, man, Computer is not going to call me.
Did he?
He called me this morning at 11.
So he wasn't watching a Cowboy game live.
He had bigger fish to fry. Defending the honor of...
Should we?
Sure. But 3-6 brought... 3-6 brought it all out last night. They had Wiz. They had Lil Wayne. They had Chamillionaire. It was a big night for Southern rap last night.
And where was this?
I don't even know where. I think it was in L.A. And there was... I mean, it was in front of an audience.
Computer.
Hello?
Computer.
Hey, what up?
What's up, man?
It's Dan and Jake.
How's it going?
Hey, what up, man? How y'all doing? What y'all doing?
This is Computer. He's with 3-6 Mafia. He's a huge Cowboy fan. If you don't know, he's and apparently there was a big to-do last night. What happened?
Got a little scuffle last night with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You kicked some ass?
Yeah, we kicked some ass.
Did you come out on top, do you believe? Do you believe that you were the victor here? What's the card say?
Oh, we won that hands down. Cowboys won last night. We won the versus and we won the fight.
How did you not watch the Cowboy game live? This upsets me.
I did watch it live. I had my phone out the whole time.
Okay.
In the middle of a...
Like, Computer, I love you. Everybody right here going crazy for the verses. I'm telling you, everybody was in the room. It was Seth, the actor was in there, Wiz Khalifa, Juicy, Lil Wayne, everybody in the dressing room just hanging out. I'm sitting in the corner watching the football game, everybody laughing at me. Every celebrity in the world is in there, and I'm sitting in the corner watching the Cowboy game by myself. I'm like, leave me alone, Lil Wayne trying to talk to me. They're like, leave him alone, he watching the game, he ain't finna talk right now. He's still in love with them Cowboys like that? They're like, yeah.
So how did this all start? What happened?
So, So what happened was, so Bone and Three Six Mafia got a beef that goes way back. And so a lot of the Bone guys ain't doing as good as the 3-6 Mafia guys is, so they jealous of them. So they had the verses last night, so Gangsta Boo was kind of – so every time they do one of their little slow songs, we'd be like, oh, that's boring. You know, it was just stage. We were just acting. Just pretty much going to be like some little wrestling-type stuff. Busy got mad, got all in his feelings, started talking stuff, and he threw a microphone and went past Juicy and hit Boo with the microphone. So when he did that, Juicy charged him. And then they tried to. And by that time, I had got over there and I threw a couple punches. I hit Busy and I hit that other Bone and knocked two of them back. Somebody hit me and then they stole my glasses. I dropped my shades. Somebody stole my glasses. And then I was standing between. Then I pushed Steve LaBelle, which is this big music producer guy. I pushed him. He was standing in front of Bone. That's the guy I pushed. And everybody was there. Steve, the guy used to own Sony Records, was there last night. It was so many people in that last night. It was crazy. Miley Cyrus was supposed to come out, but they cut us off on the song, so we didn't get a chance to bring her out. So it almost turned into a melee.
Miley Cyrus was there?
Yeah, uh-huh. Wiz Khalifa was there, him and his girl. Amber Rose was there. I took a picture with her.
Were you hanging with Miley at all?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to the studio with her tonight.
Damn.
I'm going to try to get a number on and see if I can get a date or something.
That'd be the best thing ever.
You got that right. We'll have on the ticket.
What if you married her? What if you married Miley Cyrus?
I'll be your best man.
Wouldn't that be awesome? My man, maybe I could marry at the Star at Texas State. Well, we got Texas State in the home.
Yeah.
Get live on the ticket. Get married live on the ticket. Had a win on the ticket.
The Star.
Maybe after that, Cat will put me on payroll after that deal. Man, last night was crazy, man. So my mama called me last night when I was on stage last night. Said, you on TV fighting. I'm going to tell your daddy. So I'm probably going to get a whooping when I get back home to Mississippi.
You're like 40 years old.
Still, it doesn't matter.
I got a whooping 2 weeks ago with my daddy. My dad don't play.
Damn. All right, I guess there is a...
South's a little different then.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's a benefit to not really being in touch with your dads.
Yeah.
Like, if my dad was, like, if I was a kid right now, my dad would be in jail. Because he used to make us strip down our underwear and whoop us with a belt.
Yeah. Well, I used to have to go underwear down, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I literally don't get whoopings no more, but he'd be like I pulled a string out of his weed and he didn't talk to me for like 2 weeks.
Are we out of the, we're out of the belt era. Is there still a kid out there who is going and waiting for dad and dad would make me go to the basement and wait? That was the worst part, just waiting for 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, wait is the worst thing.
It seemed like, hour. I'm crying down there. And
yeah.
Like, but then, come downstairs, all right, drop the pants, and you get four. Whatever the transgression was, he had some kind of a numerical system. Like, okay.
And you're kind of trying to, like, do arbitration. You're like, I feel like this is more of a three.
Yeah, so I'd get four, you know, or maybe it'd be six. I don't know. My brother would put his hands and... He would fight it the whole way.
Yeah, they're like, these don't count.
Yeah, and I would just take it and, you know, cry.
Yeah.
But is there a kid nowadays who is getting bare-ass whipped with a belt? It doesn't feel like that would really fly in these days.
I don't think so. I got, like, a lot of my cousins get whoopings like this, so. I mean, you see a few things on Instagram where dudes be whooping their son with belts and stuff, and their girls do it. I mean, I believe it. You know what? It's still going on because. Some families are still raising their kids like that. In the black community, it is because if you know,
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, because sometimes yeah.
Yeah, if he was doing it just a couple years ago, there's still others doing it.
I think he'll just look. He got heavy hands too. They're gonna squeeze my hand like a broken. I'm like, dude, you squeeze my hand like that one more time, you're gonna be fighting. I don't care who you. I'll be squeezing my hand.
All right, well, don't just. You're always fighting, computer. Let's just relax.
We're 8-4.
The crazy thing is, I never fight. I have been in three fights. This makes the third fight I done got into. The first fight was, I was leaving. I had played this college bar, and I was leaving. And these two guys had this girl, like, pent up against the wall and was, like, harassing the shit out of her, like, trying to...
Yeah, you can't say that word. Don't say the S word, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. So, they were
so you're protecting a female's honor. I could see that.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Like, the police gave me, like, a certificate and stuff for saving the girl. And stuff like that. And then the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I went to go pick up my DJ equipment. And the owner of the place I was DJing at, two guys jumped in my side. I had to save him. And then last night.
All right.
But you know what? I got to chill out on this fight. But you know what? I mean, I've been saving people, so it ain't like I'm doing nothing wrong.
No.
I've been in jail if it's been my fault.
Yeah, look, you're like a superhero.
I would fight to the death for Gangsta Boo. And then.
Oh, yeah, Gangsta Boo. Did y'all hear what she said last night?
I did not.
I'm going to send y'all the video. So when the fight broke out, she was like, yeah, crazy. What's wrong with you? You mustn't take your pills. Oh, she was going off on their tail, man. She, you know, once you get through watching all the action that you actually listen to what her crazy tail was saying, oh, she killed it with the laughs, I mean, with the jokes and the crack she made. And then when Lil Wayne came out last night, oh, my God, that was so crazy.
Okay, well, I'm going to marry her at the same time that you marry Miley, and we'll do like a double bill.
Yeah, what are you going to do about your wife? I guess you can have a black girl on the side of your wife, man.
All right, computer, we got to go. The sandwiches are here.
Oh, yeah, tell everybody to chill out on the Cowboys. We're going to be all right because we're going to move Lyle Collins to guard.
Yeah, everybody else is the one who overreacts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's everyone else overreacting. Four times this year you've sworn off the team and said we're going to rebuild next year.
Yeah, man, I was mad about the league and what the league be doing. Really
okay, all right. Well, we got to go now, man. You're the best.
I love y'all. Be safe. Peace.
We're glad you're safe.
See you, computer. What a time.
That's Computer from 3-6 Mafia.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.